Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.
Welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Steve is the founder of Financial Solutions for Business, the author of the Ultimate Business Owner Plan, and certified exit planning advisor. He uses his 25 years of working with successful business owners and interviews with top advisors and successful business owners to help baby boomer business owners create the business and the life they have always dreamed of. Now, here's Steve.
Well, thank you very much, Spike, and welcome to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show. I'm Steve Beatty. We're here every Friday afternoon. We're talking with advisors and owners about the Ultimate Business Owner Plan and concepts to help baby boomer business owners specifically really have the business and the life that they've always dreamed of. And we bring on guests that can provide information and help towards that. And we've got a great guest now, Patrice Sebastian, that has many years of experience as a valuation expert. She's going to talk specifically about business valuation and value enhancement for strategic and exit planning. Thank you very much for being here, Patrice. How are you?
I'm well, Steve. How are you today?
Doing great. So we usually start off with talking a little bit about your background and kind of how you got to where you're at today. So why don't you share with our listeners a little bit about your background?
Okay, Steve. I am a certified public accountant. I'm also a certified valuation analyst and certified fraud examiner. And I began work with my firm 14 years ago and have worked in the Financial and Valuation Services Group for that period of time. I've recently become a certified exit planning advisor and am very excited about the opportunities I think that has, as I believe that it's a way to deal with business advisors on a more proactive rather than reactive engagement. I have my undergraduate from the College of Charleston in South Carolina, and I have my master's MBA from Francis Marion University in South Carolina.
Yeah, and you're located in Columbia, South Carolina, correct?
That's correct. Our firm has multiple offices around the state, and I do work throughout the state of South Carolina with the services I provide.
That's great, and I want to hear more about your firm, but I was interested in what you said a minute ago about your background and yet kind of taking a little bit of a different path and moving towards this exit planning and little bit different use of your valuation skills. Really, what motivated you to make that little bit change of course?
A couple things. During the recession, we watched our litigation area fall off quite significantly. People either didn't have the money to pay experts or didn't want to spend the money to pay experts, or they just didn't feel like they even wanted to fight. You know, a lot of times it was, we'll put this off because right now we're just in survival mode in business and we can't have a partnership dissolution or we can't go through a marital dissolution. We just have to work it out. So there, I've seen a change in what I had done for up to that point for 10 to 12 years. And then always there are changes in estate and gift planning, and sometimes our valuation services are more important in those. And it caused me to take a step back and look at the services I had been providing and look for other opportunities. And as I was seeking those opportunities, the whole concept of exit planning came something to the forefront. And as I learned more about that, I realized, number one, it's a multidisciplinary approach to helping people transition. But there are a couple areas in there that I can be a lot of help, and one is in the understanding the value of the business from the outset, and then secondarily understanding how to enhance that value throughout the process of transitioning from where you are today to exit and on into retirement.
Yeah, absolutely. That's very interesting. I think that's I think that's going to be a great approach for you, and agree with it. And that's a lot of what I'm doing, and I find a lot of other people are jumping on that idea as well. Tell me a little bit about your firm today, then, and the way that it looks today, and kind of the ideal client that you are looking to work with.
Okay. Well, I work with a CPA firm. We're a large regional firm. We've got 22 partners and about 125 professionals and staff. As I mentioned, we're throughout South Carolina, and we do the traditional accounting, audit, advisory services, but we're also able to do management consulting, business advisory, and other types of services, of which the exit planning has become a part of that now. And we are able to serve we serve individuals, but we also serve multiple industries, such as healthcare, manufacturing, real estate and construction, hospitality, and others. And our firm, we have the benefit of being large enough to offer a wide array of services and allow for specializations of the partners and senior managers and managers. But we also are part of the McGladrey Alliance, and so we're able to access information at a national level for our clients at the time that those matters should arise. And I've recently been promoted to the director of the Forensic Evaluation Services Group. So I'm excited to be able to bring in a new service along with continuing to serve the areas I've been serving for 14 years.
Yeah, that sounds exciting. Congratulations on the promotion.
Thank you.
So you're welcome. So when you look at it now, if you could really wave a magic wand, who would be the perfect client for you? What would be your ideal situation?
Well, as we have become aware, we're an aging society, and there are a tremendous number of business owners, that most of which are first-generation owners. They've spent their lives building the businesses that they're in right now. And they're aging, and they're beginning to look at retirement. We're looking probably to the in our market, we would probably look at businesses that are between 3 and up to maybe $50 or $60 million in capitalization, and helping these owners determine, first of all, where are they today? What is their performance level? One of the things I've seen over since 2009, when things really kind of bottomed out in the recession, was that a lot of people became very involved in just fighting for day-to-day survival, and they have not yet picked their heads up. It's almost become habitual because it dragged on for so long. They haven't really picked their heads up to assess, A, what are the new opportunities around them, B, who might follow them in taking over and operating their business, whether they want to pass it on to a subsequent generation or whether they want to sell it to a third party or to management or employees even. And they're just trapped. And so I think it is the level of market that I mentioned, and then people that are probably anywhere from 55 to 65 who over 3 to 5 years, I don't want to speak to the person that's already signed the buy-sell agreement. There's not a lot I can do for them except maybe value their business, but to help them with the planning for what they're going to do, not only in the remaining years of their business life, but to help them begin to focus on what it is they hope to do after that in their retirement years.
Right. So that's kind of, you know, two parts of what you're doing, and you mentioned that in your topic. So talk first about the exit planning and what you're doing in that area to help them plan for what they do after the sale or the transition, if you will. But I'd love to hear also what you're doing with value enhancement. I think that that's becoming a a new focus and a new term that not every business owner is aware of. So, you know, start on either side that you want. You know, what you're doing in the areas of value enhancement, or what you're doing in the areas of exit planning after the transition.
I'll kind of wrap it around. You know, exit planning in the framework that you and I have become aware starts out with the process of, you know, just discovering where you are today. One of the things I've learned about business valuation, for instance, is the fact that unless you're going through a divorce when your business is worth nothing, many, many, many owners have a far overstated sense of what their business value might be. And we can go in and help them really come to an understanding of, no, if you were really going to sell this on the market today, you might expect an EBITDA multiple of 2 or 3, whereas if you make some changes, and this is the value enhancement process, if you make some changes to just how you're operating on a day-to-day basis, you might increase that multiple 80 to 100%. And then you would be able to get that value. You've invested your life in building this value. You want to be able to harvest that out of the business. And the things that you need to do, and what we look at are pretty much 8 different areas. We look at the business planning. I've learned recently that a lot of businesses don't have, for instance, a contingency plan. What if someone doesn't make it back to work on Monday morning because of death or disability? What if the economy changes again like it did in 2008 and 2009 and you are not prepared for that? So, you know, the first area of looking is to say, what are your business plans? And then are you, do you have a contingency plan? Are you operating with a business plan? Do you actually pull it out and look at it? Or do you update it every year and then tuck it in a drawer and then come back and kind of like doing the budget every year? You just keep going down a path without ever really measuring where you are. So the value enhancement process looks at that. It looks at the level of management. Are you trying to do it as a one-man operation where you wear all the hats, or do you have a team that could stay in place for another owner to come in and take over the business, that management team keeping things operating smoothly so that the new owner begins to realize value right away? What kind of training do you have for your employees, and what kind of turnover? What kind of competition do you have? All of these areas, when they're looked at, we do an assessment. It is an assessment with software, and that will come back and help identify the areas of the business that might, just with a little bit of tweaking, begin to provide additional value and additional efficiencies to the business. And we come back then with recommendations for the areas that might be helped and work with them. You know, we don't say, here's your laundry list, do it all in the next 6 months. We give them a short list, work on those things, and then revisit it and see then where the next areas of improvement might be. So it's a process. It's not just a quick fix.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's a good description. And I'm curious, because value enhancement is a relatively new concept, but when you see owners take that quote list that you give them and they really go to work on that list, if you're truly doing objective valuation work, can you really see an improvement from a valuation standpoint in the value of their business?
Yes, part of the list that we're more or less preparing, it comes down to, in reality, to being more or less sell-side due diligence.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at a table with a business transaction and you think that you're going to sell the business, the buyer is going to look for certain things to be in place, and they're going to adjust their price up or down by whether or not you have these things in place. So if you start from the beginning with that in mind, what does someone else expect to see if they're going to buy my business? What makes my business attractive? What makes my business have continuity? And if you begin with that in mind, part of the valuation process, and I don't want to get too technical here, but when you're determining multiples, there's something we call the build-up rate, where you begin with a safe rate of return, and then you add the risk of stocks over bonds, and then you add a factor for size, and then you come to specific company risk. And that's where really and truly most of these things people have no control over. But when it comes to specific company risk, those are the areas that they can address. And if the more they are able to reduce that risk, the more they're able to enhance the value of their business. And so that's really what it is we're trying to do. We're trying to help more or less, even though the sale may not be even on the horizon today, to begin to get the business operating with the sell-side due diligence in mind and to reduce the risks to the operation that will help then increase efficiencies, profitability, and things like that. And you can see changes in financial statements as these things are taking place.
Well, that's really interesting. So as we're getting towards the end here, it sounds like that you're started to answer this question, but we try to give our listeners tips and strategies and or precautions that they can use and apply into their business to make a big difference. It sounds like maybe your top tip is start getting involved in the value enhancement process. Would that be your top tip, or is there something else that comes to mind, Patrice?
Absolutely. I think the first thing is that we're all going to leave what we're doing at some point. We're either going to walk out or we're going to be carried out, but we're all going to be leaving. And rather than just running up to the day and then saying, I'm done with this, think about it 3 to 5 years ahead of time and begin to identify what your goals are. In my litigation background, one of the things that I've had to help my clients come to is, what is my primary objective? What is the thing that is the very most important thing to me? A lot of times I find if they can secure that one thing, they can deal with the rest of life. And so getting a plan for, first of all, to identify these are the things that are important to me and to the quality of my life, and then beginning to look 3 to 5 years down the road at what they hope the picture will look like 10 and 12 years down the road is, first of all, I think the most important thing. And in doing that, then they're saying, well, what do I need out of my business in order to provide this picture that I have set for myself in my retirement days, whether it's to travel, whether it's to do community projects, no matter what it is, have 5 homes and live in different places throughout the year. Whatever it is, the business is going to be one of the sources that's going to help achieve that objective. So to begin to set the business up to be able to harvest the growth and to get what is needed to provide for that later life is probably the first tip. And to work with then a team of advisors would probably be my second. As more and more and more knowledge is available to us, we're all becoming more specialized, and fewer people are really generalists. And so you need to be willing to work with a team of experts and access their disciplines, but keep someone to be more or less in the quarterback position to work with the different advisors to make sure that the plan that you've developed for yourself is kept in focus.
We're just about running out of time here, Patrice, but those are excellent tips, and I hope that our listeners will take those and take those to heart and put those into place.
Thank
obviously,
you.
If someone wants to get going on this value enhancement process and talk to you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
My email is psebastian@WebsterRogers.com, and that's WebsterRogers.com. Or I give out my cell phone number because it's the easiest way to reach me since I am all over the place, and that number is 803-840-1549. And
well,
I'd be more than happy to talk with anybody.
Oh, that's very generous of you, Patrice. I really want to thank you for sharing your years of wisdom and some great tips that people can put into place. So I hope that people will get in touch with you at psebastian@WebsterRogers.com or your cell phone, 803-840-1549. Once again, thank you,
yes,
Patrice. Look forward to having you on the show again and getting more in-depth in some of these valuation questions that I think will be interesting. So have a great weekend. Thanks a lot for being on the show.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, take care. Once again, that was Patrice Rogers. She's offered to have a free consultation with anyone. Probably best way to get her is call her on her cell phone, 803-840-1549. We're going to take a quick break, and then we've got Jonathan Levy, who's got an interesting take as an investment advisor. He works specifically and has some unique strategies for business owners who have already sold their business, and the question is now, what do I do? So you're going to want to listen to Jonathan's unique perspective. We've got a quick commercial break, and then we'll be back with Jonathan Levy in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Owner Radio Show with Steve Beatty. Please visit ultimatebusinessowner.com to contact Steve for more tips, strategies, and precautions to help you create the business and the life you have always dreamed of. Securities and investment advisory service offered through NFP Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Financial Solutions for Business is a member of Partners Financial, an affiliate of NFP Securities, Incorporated. Financial Solutions for Business and NFP Securities are not affiliated.